Boys, I do not want you going over to Mr. Jefferson's anymore. Do you understand?
You don't have to tell us twice, Mom. That guy's a freak. Not go to Mr. Jefferson's anymore? Well, excuse my French, Mrs. Marsh, but you can suck my fat, hairy balls.
I want to win the games until he dies playing.
Playing space cowboy in some back room.
Finish the game! No! Kill him.
You are about to experience.
I can't play these video games.
I want to win the game since he dies playing.
I can't play these video games.
Games and more entertainment radio.
C4 here.
Cobar.
And Wolf. Wait a minute. No, he's not here. But had I not said anything, would you have known? Probably not. This is episode 42 of Games and More Entertainment Radio. And let's see. Let's start out. I wanted to talk about, this is a big topic for a lot of people playing, well, a certain online MMORPG, but it does bleed well into you know, other genres of games. And I've noticed it doesn't cause a problem with them. And that's gaming with people that don't speak English, right? This is like our interracial gaming here. It seemed like a good idea that Square would release a massively multiplayer role-playing game that allowed you to play with Japanese players, right? Which like, I know from, like, my own, like, just belief is that that would be fat. Of all the people I'd like to play games with, it would be the Japanese. I wouldn't want to play with the Koreans because they'd whoop my ass at StarCraft. I wouldn't want to play with the Chinese. I've got Wolf here, and, you know, he sucks, so. I don't know who else I'd want to play with. Canadians, they'd be backstabbing terrorists. You know, I wouldn't like to play with them either.
The sleeper country.
Right? Yeah. Talk about the biggest sleeper cell. Just look north of us. Now, in all these games, in other games, like, you've played games with people from other countries and probably not known it. You've played Counter-Strike with people from all over the world and probably not known it.
It didn't matter.
You know, and it didn't matter. I have played Tactical Ops and Frag Ops with countless people from, like, I know all over the world, but a good majority of the other countries that I played with were from Germany. You know, and we didn't really have much of a language problem. You know, you didn't get a bunch of people that were trying to talk to each other in different languages. You know, I played with a bunch of French people too, and we can kind of guess what we're saying. You know, I mean, if we have a hard time, if you're trying to tell somebody to go screw yourself, it comes across pretty well, no matter what language it is. But you don't communicate all that much in those games, you know? It's more about just kicking somebody's
ass. Yeah, it doesn't take a whole lot of talking to shoot somebody in the ass.
Yeah, it doesn't. You know, and it works out good, though, because a good time is had by all. Everybody ends up having a good day. You didn't have to sit and fight and argue and talk to somebody for, you know, or try to talk to somebody. Now, I think this is a good thing, though, the less communication. This is why I thought this was a neat topic. I don't know how, well, I'm going to try to explain. Why less communication in games is a good thing. Have you used Xbox Live?
No.
Okay. Now, I have sat there, and I have played quite a few games. Not a whole ton. You know, not a whole lot. Not by any means a large amount, but quite a few games online. And I've noticed that, like, with Xbox Live for the voice support, right? Just checking it out. I think it's a great idea. And I've noticed for more action-y puzzle games, even. Like, think of, like, Smash TV, something like that, where you're just kind of running around blowing shit up, kind of haphazardly, just, you know, having a good time.
Right.
People tend to talk, and it's pretty cool, because people are, like, you know, they're giggling, they're laughing because something crazy just happened, and they're talking smack to each other, you know, and it's still fun. And then you play a game, I've noticed, something, like, okay, in sports games. Sports games are a blast, too, because you've got people on there that are trying to psych you out a lot. You know, they're like, oh, we're going to try. Okay, my passing isn't working against you. We're going to try some, you know, rushing. And then, of course, they pass. You know, but at least it's still a good time. You play something like Rainbow Six or, what's that one game called where you're in the jungle? And the Ghost Recon. You're playing Ghost Recon. Another one where it's awesome because you can talk to your teammates, you know, and you can explain, we're doing this, we're going here. And, you know, open the door and rush in the next guy, you know, whatever. But you play something like a fighting game, I've noticed. Like, you play Capcom versus SNK. Nobody talks. everybody's dead silent when they're playing that game. It blows my mind.
Sitting there with their tongues out.
Exactly. Just, and I know when I play, my jaw's clenched. You know, it's like my whole body is tense, but I have a fantastic time. Because, you know, you play these other games, you got people that are swearing at you like they're 12 years old and they just learned what, you know, the F word is, you know? You get a lot of that.
See, I was just going to say that it seems to me that you get a whole bunch of, like, little 10, 12-year-olds that think they're all badass because they can cuss you out.
Exactly. You do seem to run into a huge group of that, which is what happens at some point in all these other games. You got people that are pissed off for one reason or another. You got the guy who's playing football with you that's pissed off, so he starts, you know, just laying it down on you, you know. You're playing Rainbow Six or whatever, and you've got somebody that dies, you know, on your team unexpectedly, and he's swearing at the whole team, you know. And it creates a big problem, and people get more mad, it seems like, with voice especially, than, say, being typed at aggressively. But the less communication, it seems not to work better. Like, I have sat there and I have played, I've never been mad in a fighting game. I've never played online and been mad in something like, you know, any online game where I can fight somebody. Not first-person shooter, but like a fighting game.
Right.
I've never been mad, but nobody talks, really. At the end of the match, it's usually like a good game. Good game, man. That was pretty awesome. That's all you hear. You play a racing game. Everybody's having a good time until some guy wipes some other guy out. And then they start going at it, and you gotta listen to them. Now, in another language, suddenly you have a crazy barrier there, and I've noticed that, like, when you're playing something like, you know, an online first-person shooter is just the best thing I can come up with because it happened to me so often, you would get guys that would start swearing at other people in another language, and it just kinda, like, didn't bother you that much. Because you didn't know what he was saying, you weren't sure how really pissed he was, and, you know, whatever, screw the guy anyway. You know, but then everybody shut up because you guys couldn't talk about it later anyway. Because you couldn't communicate.
Right.
Now, we're playing something like Final Fantasy, where the whole point of this game is grouping together and playing together. It's a community thing.
It's an interactive chat room.
You know, exactly, right? It's fucking IRC with graphics and, you know, shit to poke at, okay? And the whole thing is this big social community, and we're starting to see, I'm seeing, I don't know if you're looking around as much as I am, lots and lots of racism about it.
Yeah, there's tons.
Oh, my God.
There has been for a long time.
Now, see, I haven't noticed it until recently, about a month and a half ago.
It started out reversal racism. Okay, oh, my God, the Japanese are gods.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's reverse racism.
Exactly.
These are American people saying, all you Americans suck.
Yep. That's exactly what happened when I started playing.
And so now, but now that the American base is getting up, we actually know what we're doing, et cetera, et cetera. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
It's going back to real racism where the Japanese too.
This is what the side I'm seeing more of though.
That they just don't want to group with us.
They don't even want to talk to you. They tell you to go fuck yourself right away. It blows my, and just recently I've noticed this because for a while we were having a good time. Everybody was struggling, but we were still doing it. We were using the translator to talk to each other, and I thought it was the greatest thing in the world. I'm playing with people in Japan right now. You know, and in my head, this is like, holy shit, I'm playing a game with 500,000 people, a good majority are Japanese, and it's like fucking D&D. This is heaven. You know, it doesn't get any better than this. And now, though, about a month and a half ago this started, I noticed a lot of Japanese guys are just telling you, just fuck off. They don't want to talk to you. You try talking to them, they're going to come back at you with this huge crazy line, and you don't know what it is. But the little emotes they've got of them flipping you off and shit, you know, you get the message.
See, in a small way, I understand where they're coming from. Because
I do.
How many times do you run into some jackass American that's just being totally stupid?
Yeah.
Examining you every three seconds, which they dislike. They find it a
yeah, but it's the way it's worded. Privacy. The way it's worded in their client, though, is why. Because it says that we glare at them and stare at them. That's why. Over here it says examine. They don't have a word for that. But from what I understand, I keep hearing it, that it says they glare and stare at you. So it sounds like if that was to say that on our client, it would be kind of a rude thing too. But examine to us isn't so bad. But if it said I stare at you and
I tend to think that even if that's what it says in Japanese,
it's still kind of a rude
they understand thing. That what you're doing is looking at their equipment.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it's more because they're so jam packed like sardines over there, their personal space is very important to them.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah. Very interesting. I never thought of it that way, but that's probably exactly where that comes from.
If you lived in a city where you lived in a building that was 20 billion stories tall and you lived in a room this big.
Yeah, I guess it would be very important that I keep what I have to myself, you know. That's true. But even so much not that. I'm seeing things where a group of Japanese guys will come in just to fuck with us. You know, our group is there. We're the only ones there for an hour and a half. Some Japanese guys roll in on top of us and pull all of our mobs. On purpose. They block us when we're trying to bring in a pull. They'll jump in front of you so that your character stalls for a minute, you know, when you're running back.
Yeah.
They'll sit there and they'll laugh at you when somebody dies in your party. And it's just like, why are they such dicks all of a sudden? And Hades noticed it first, I think. I didn't hear from anybody else. But he noticed it first was that when you check them for a group, you know, it's got their little comment. Tons of people. Now, all the Japanese guys. Japan only. All everywhere. Every single guy I check out now says JP only. And some of the guys are really bad about it. You know, like English, no thanks, perfect dodge. You know, like they'll use the translator to come up with more cutesy, humorous, but more asshole-ish ways to say, go get fucked.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we saw a guy yesterday that said, I have an English translator filter on, so don't even bother. No thank you for English telling me. You know, like sending him a tell in English, no thank you, you know, like fuck off. And I'm seeing these guys just being complete fucking assholes to me. And it was interesting that I was really worked up by it last night because I had a problem where what happens is they needed somebody in the group and they wanted me. So they asked me, they find out I speak English, and they're just like, they say either, sometimes you get nothing back at all.
Oh yeah.
Sometimes you get, I'm sorry. And sometimes you get no thanks. You know, and one time, actually quite often, I've been like ripped into by these Japanese guys mad that I don't speak Japanese. Because, you know, you can pick, you know, your little language thing, and a lot of guys, and it's never Japanese guys. It's always the Americans have it on. Yeah, right? They have it on bilingual. But I'm wondering if in their version it doesn't say pick party preference, but I wonder if it says languages spoken or something. Because in our version it doesn't say what language you speak, it says pick what party you prefer. So you pick them both, is what I was doing. But then I was getting cussed at by these Japanese guys that were mad that I don't speak Japanese because I put J-E on my thing, you know? Last night, though, okay, I was all fired up about it again for some reason. It was on my mind. I get to work, start cruising the forums. Yeah, I work pretty hard. Start cruising the forums, and there was, like, four separate topics of why all the hate all of a sudden. So I knew, like, right away that it wasn't me, right? Mm-hmm. So, like just me. And the weirdest part is, it's like, I'm a pretty good player. I think I have an argument with, like, two people on the entire server. Maybe. You know, one guy I can name, and I'm sure there's somebody else that I don't get along with. Mm-hmm. And it's not like there's no reason that they shouldn't have me in their groups, but yet, strictly the fact that they do not want the Americans. It's not like a big, communication's a huge issue. I can understand not wanting somebody because you can't communicate with them, but why do you have to be an asshole about it? That's the part I don't understand. But because it's become full-on hate now. It's not just like a passive thing that happens.
I think part of it might be they feel this is their game, and we're...
And see, that was brought up on the forums,
kind of
too.
Trespassing, exactly. And they're trying to
like
take it
back. Like, we just
kind
of stormed in, right? But I think that we're losing the opportunity for something just completely amazing here. I mean, could you imagine if the whole world could communicate?
That would be fantastic.
Oh, my God. I mean, it's like... I just keep thinking, what a great thing, what a good idea this was. On paper, anyway, for Square to release a game like this, you know, multilingual, right here, boom. You guys can play with motherfuckers in Japan and America in the same game. Holy shit, that was cool. And you know what, I did hear at first, the Japanese were pretty excited to play with us. I don't know, was somebody telling me that, or did I read it? Then I must have read it somewhere that they were pretty excited to play with American players. Then they ran into our assholes.
Which there are many of.
There are, but I've run into asshole Japanese players. I've run into bad Japanese players.
Of
I mean,
course, but...
It happens.
There are a lot of asshole Americans.
Yeah, there are. Yeah, that's true. They're probably the majority, you know, is going to cut... Like, if you had a group of assholes together, a good 55% are probably Americans.
Yeah.
That could very well be, but it sucks that now it's created, like, this huge hate thing, though. I mean, it's pretty bad. I notice it a lot where they're just like, fuck you, Americans. But it's like, we're not the ones being assholes, is why I think it bothers me all of a sudden. It doesn't bother me so much when other people, you know what I mean? Like, I know this is an asshole thing to say, but it doesn't seem like it bothers me as much when I'm on the side that's not being discriminated against so much. You know what I mean? Like, because it sucks, but I know that there's nothing I can do to fix it. So, like, it doesn't bother me. But now when I'm the guy that's being told, go fuck yourself, Whitey, it's like, wait a minute, this is fucking bullshit here. Come on, you know, you just give me a chance. But they won't. You know, and I think that that people should look at this differently. Like, man, we could have an amazing fucking thing here. What if they added, like, German to it? You know, in some monster patch. What if they added German to it, and all of a sudden we had a flood of German players? How cool would it be now to be playing with people from another country, even? I mean,
they have European client.
Yeah, but they got to speak English in it.
Yeah. But what German doesn't know how to speak English?
It's like, we don't have all the funky characters and shit these other languages have, though. Like, we don't have, like, a Taiwanese version of it, you know? We don't have all those other symbols. They have, like, Japanese. Look at China. Okay, they don't have, like, a Chinese version of it. You know, I don't know how many weird symbols and whatnot are in German that they couldn't probably... Maybe you could use most of them with a regular keyboard.
German's regular, just like ours.
But they have other characters, though. Other things.
They have weird...
like dots accents, and slashes and shit over them, yeah.
Accents, but not...
But you know what? Maybe those are in there. Because I think I've seen them. Remember we were dicking around with it and we had all the weird shit? Yeah, it's in there. Maybe it is in there. I've just never run into one then, I guess. I run into asshole Japanese players and asshole Americans. I'm surrounded by assholes! Damn it. I don't know. I just think that we're really blowing something here by, like, warring with each other. It really blows. I think it would be really cool to have a bunch of parties that got along together. Of everybody of different races, even. I think it'd be really cool, you know? And instead, we're fighting and arguing over it, you know, like little bitches. People crying and whining. They won't even give it a chance anymore.
The way the world is, though, I mean, it's like a micro...
Can't we all just get along, man? Fuck. But this should be, like, the happy place, you know?
Should be.
You know what I'm saying? Like, this isn't the real world blows ass, and we all know it, and that's why we try to play as many games as possible to get out of it. But... Why can't it be happy here? You know, it just seems like we get along when we play other things, though. Counter-Strike, you know, Warcraft. You get along with them pretty well because you're not really talking to them all that much. And like, do you think it would be better if Square didn't put a translator in at all? Like, if you just flat could not communicate with them unless you spoke, you know, whatever. You know, maybe.
No, I don't.
You don't think the hate would be less because you wouldn't have the interaction with them in the first place?
I think that it would. Totally, it would never even happen. We wouldn't party with him at all. So the hate wouldn't be there, no. But
yeah, well, the hate wouldn't be there. See, that wouldn't be such a bad thing. But, again, you know, I guess that does detract from the point, which would be to play together and have a good time. That's too bad. That's really too bad. I really hope Square can fix this somehow. I know they can't solve fucking all the world's problems, you know. They're only Square. But maybe just a few additions to the translator. Like... I'm willing to use the translator would be a fantastic one. The word translator isn't in there. The only sentence they have for it is, please use the auto-translate function, which happens to be too long to fit in your search comments, I think. Mm-hmm. You know? It's like, what the hell are we going to do? They won't even try. You know, they won't pick guys to try. So, not to make it an all Final Fantasy topic or anything, but I mean, it can happen in any game. You know, and I don't know. Like, it's going to drive people away from the game. Personally, I'm not happy with the fact that, like, I'm being discriminated against in a fucking video game where I'm just trying to have a good time and, you know, trying to meet different people and shit.
Especially since our prime time is their prime time.
Yes, yeah.
When we play.
Well, yeah, exactly. Our hours are when they're on, which is, like, it really fucks us up. You know, I'm sure a lot of people don't even have a problem with it. You see guys in the forums saying, oh, I play all day. I never see 10 Japanese people. Oh, but I play between fucking noon Pacific Standard Time and 8 p.m. And it's like, okay, well, yeah, you know, obviously. But when you're playing late in the night or early in the morning, which a good lot of people are, we're running into a ton of Japanese people that just go fuck yourself. Go away. You know, and they got cutesy little emotes of you getting fucked in the ass. You know, have you seen some of these? I'll show you one later. It's great. I love this one. It's bullshit. They fuck you up. They don't need to talk. They can draw pictures.
They have a lot of different little characters and stuff they can use.
Yeah, that we don't have. But this one uses our characters, because I was able to recreate it once. It's messed up. In any case, moving along, I do have a little bit of news that I thought was relevant to bring up on the show. This is a big Nintendo show. And I think we can thank our friends over at Nintendojo for having a list of just insane stuff that you're going to see at E3 this year. Because that's coming really soon. That's coming like in a couple of weeks. Yeah, like 3 March, weeks or something.
Mid-March.
Yeah, I want to say the 12th.
I think so.
I think.
I think that's the first day.
Which is shitty because I'm not a millionaire like I should be and able to pay my way into it. I was planning on being able to brute force my way in, Bill Gates style, but...
I don't think Bill Gates... Well, and, I'm sure if you chuck down enough money, they go, okay, you can come.
Oh, I'm sure.
Although he could now anyway because he owns Microsoft.
Yeah,
he owns...
Microsoft. Xbox. Yeah. I bet he could before anyway, though.
Yeah.
I bet he could. Shit, he can buy his way. Check this out. This is true shit. Check this out. It is game related, too. You know Bridge, the card game? Bridge? Mm-hmm. That fucking game that a bunch of old people play? They had a bridge tournament here in Reno.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Gates was flying in to play. And then he would fly out at the end of the day and go back home. Right? They had his picture in the fucking paper. Some lady that happened to be staying at the hotel I work at had her son get his picture taken with him.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And this lady's telling me all this because somehow we started talking about computers. Somehow started talking about bridge. And then she goes, do you know who my son... Anyway. Turns out that he pays, like, the professional guys to play against him. Right, he doesn't play with, like, the Logies, right? He doesn't play with the fucking noobs. He pays right. The good people to play against him. So I mentioned this to my sister, who mentions it, I don't know how that came up either, but, you know, whatever. She mentioned it to my grandma, who plays bridge at some senior center or some fucking shit in Palm Springs.
Mm.
And it came back to me yesterday. Apparently he goes down there, too, to pay their A-ranked players, their top players. My grandma's like a C-rank, whatever that is. That's like pretty crappy, I imagine. And probably middle of the road, I guess. And he goes down there to pay the A-ranked players to play with him, right? And it's funny because my grandma goes, and he sucks at it! I thought that was so funny. You know, I said, you know, have you ever played with him? And she's like, no, because, you know, he only plays with the guys that he has to pay to play. Because they're the top of the rank. They're the best guys, and he should.
So does he pay for them to lose? Is that what he does?
I don't think that they pay to. He doesn't pay them to lose. It's not like he pays them, you know, off. But he has to pay them for their time.
Mm.
You know, like, and some of the people, like the lady that was in the bridge tournament thing, was telling me that like some other people do it too. Not just him, but it was interesting because it's Bill Gates to me, you know.
Right.
But other people pay them, and they have to pay for everything. So like, if you want to play like the top ranked guy. You gotta pay for him to, you gotta pay for his plane, his room, his food, because you're taking this guy out of his life to come play you in bridge.
Right.
You know, so they gotta pay for like the whole nine, fucking everything. Isn't that wild? I thought that was such a crazy story. I was like,
apparently I need to get good at bridge.
I know, that's what my, but of course my grandma says, you need to tell him to go play bridge so that he can come down here and be okay. And I'm like, yeah, that's gonna happen, grandma. I'm gonna drop Final Fantasy for bridge. I bet it's a hell of a game if you get into it, but whatever.
I imagine.
I don't know, there's not enough killing and orcs and fucking swords and magic in it though for me. But whatever.
There's queens and kings.
There is. I don't know. You got touche. You got me there. But I don't know if that's enough to do it though. But speaking of orcs and goblins and stuff, I've got some pretty sad news for D&D fans. You know, Interplay, the guys that are publishing that, they did all the ones. They did, you know, Baldur's Gate, all that crap.
Right.
And Dark Alliance on the consoles, Dark Alliance 1 and 2. They're not able to put out games under the Dungeons & Dragons license anymore. They only had it for a little while. The weird thing is apparently they had it till 2008, and then restructured the deal so that they lost it right away. Yeah, I don't think it was in their favor. But whatever. So, you're not gonna see like a Baldur's Gate Dark Alliance 3. It's just not gonna happen, because they cannot do D&D stuff anymore. Which is sad to me, because I loved those games, and the majority of the draw for me was the fact that I knew the world and I knew the rules. I am like an encyclopedia of D&D rules.
That doesn't
know?
Mean that, there won't be more D&D video games.
No.
Interplay it's can't just produce them.
Yeah.
Exactly. Interplay's just money now. They're an umbrella company like Activision now.
Yeah, right. It doesn't matter. It's not gonna kill D&D gaming, right? This has, the point of the story was that there is going to be more games from them just like this in their own world, using their own rules, which, you know, I'm sure they're going to be closely related. I'm hoping they're better.
Yeah.
Right, which is why...
Now they're not restricted anymore.
Exactly. They're not tied down, and I'm praying that that they go to something closer to the second edition D&D rules. Because all the crap now, they have to do a third edition.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're licensed by... Got their license for the D&D things from... who the fuck owns it now?
Wizards of the Coast.
Is it still them?
I think so.
Oh, I'm not sure, but last I checked, which was like a year and a half ago, somebody else was going to buy them. Like something weird, like Hasbro or something. It's been, it was them, but it's been a long time since I looked. I'm sure that didn't go through. Because it doesn't seem like I've seen Hasbro's logo on fucking any games recently, but in any case, they were saying that they are going to continue going with the Dark Alliance. Have you played any of those?
No.
It's like Diablo. It's a lot like Diablo with like, less gear, like less items, less, stuff. But, the graphics 10 times as good though, it's amazing. On a damn console, it blows fucking Diablo 2 away. Anyway, they're pretty fun though, but they're not like mega games, they're not anything I would want to pay like $50 for anymore.
Right.
Just because they don't take that long to beat and they're not exactly like ultra challenging. Still fun though, a good time. I imagine they're twice as much fun with your buddies though. I always end up playing it alone, once in a while I play it with Wolf, but that was a long time ago and it's been too long. But anyway, apparently they're still going to go ahead and make Dark Alliance games, but not under the D&D rules. Here's another interesting one. Ratchet and Clank?
Yeah.
Right, everybody's heard of them. They're a really popular series. I, again, had issues with the control of the camera. But,
I didn't like how it handled it all.
Me neither, but
I played the first one. I don't know about the second one.
It's just like it. It's just like it. Therefore, in my book, I just have to write it off because I can't handle it. But it's an insanely popular series, and I have a little bit of news about a new one. Ratchet and Clank, Up Your Arsenal. You gotta love that title. And apparently, the big news with this is it's gonna have 8-player online support.
Which is cool.
Yeah, which is awesome. Again, we're going, here we go. We got people from all over the world hopefully able to play games together online. Over your PlayStation 2. So, of course, you're going to have to go out and have all that crazy bullshit, the network adapter. Hopefully broadband.
you don't have to have broadband with
the Xbox.
You don't with PS2?
I don't know, but I don't think so. I'm not positive, but I'm pretty sure that you can get away with dial-up over on a PlayStation. I don't know.
If anybody picks you up.
Yeah, exactly. Look at this guy's lag. Screw him. He's got a horrible ping. Yeah, it's not going to happen, but I wouldn't pick him. But, and they're going to have stuff, the stuff we're used to. Capture the Flag, Deathmatch. So it's going to be, I think it'll be kind of neat, and I'm hoping it's going to be better, because I don't think you're going to be worrying about enemies. Like you are in the game, the single-player game. Mm-hmm. What I have a problem with is enemies coming from where I can't see. At least if you're playing, you only got 7 dudes to worry about. And you probably have a pretty good idea of what the level looks like. It's going to be more of an arena-style level than like a fucking playthrough from point A to point B type of level. So I think, that might make it a lot more fun for somebody like me who would be into it for just having a cool third-person, kill everybody, type of game. I think that'd be pretty cool. They're going to have a bunch of team stuff. Teams up to 4 players. And... this is what blew my mind. I guess they're going to have deep space dogfighting sections as well as several race-based games. Because, they've got, they're different races, all the characters. So I guess they're going to have some other kind of... No, that's not what that is. That's a racing thing, isn't it? I was trying to figure that out for, 20 minutes, and I kept reading it going, maybe it's because they're all different races, and they're going to have different, specific things to their home world or something. But no, I'm an idiot. That's like Mario Kart.
Right.
I'm turned on. We're on no sleep again, if you couldn't tell. Well, you slept.
I slept. For a couple hours, anyway.
I didn't. Yeah, that's right. You didn't sleep very long, because I remember talking to you when I was at work, and then boom, here we are. Anyway, so that sounds kind of cool. Vehicles and whatnot, I guess, you get to throw around. Should be kind of fun, especially for fans of the series,
Right.
It's not that bad. It doesn't seem that bad. I just can't control it. It did seem like fairly entertaining. I mean, the people I do know who play are hooked on it.
They're knocking them out pretty fast.
They are, but, what can you expect? Look at Tony Hawk. 5 of those in just as many years, maybe, and they're making good money. These are making really good money. I mean, unfortunately, this is how it works now, Speaking of sequels, I'm getting really good at saying speaking of. I put these all in order like this so that I could do that. Now, Battlefield, 1942, mm-hmm. right? You know this one?
Yeah.
Huge, hugely popular first-person shooter, online first-person shooter.
I'm pretty sure it's what caused the whole World War II thing.
Was it that one or Medal of Honor? I thought it was Medal of Honor. I thought.
It might be.
I don't know because I don't like it. I've tried playing like multiple of these and I can't stand this old Warcraft. I want my scope. I don't want to try to line up the irons, you know, and fucking.
I like the ray guns and the yeah. crazy stuff.
Give
personally.
Give me like rocket rate. Launchers. Yeah, that's what I want. That's what I want to see. Even real guns are cool as long as they're current. Because you got scopes and shit, and night vision and all that neat stuff, you know. You know, I don't like reloading my musket out there on the battlefield. That's
hold on a second, let me put this wad in.
Right, that blows. I just can't get into it. I don't know. But anyway, this game was insanely popular and had some crazy mods come out for it, the most popular I know of which being Desert Combat. I mean, just insanely popular, but it gives you all these modern-day guns and vehicles and stuff, you know, tanks and our stealth bombers or stealth fighters and whatnot. So this one, though, it's going to be a sequel, and I guess they're not calling it Battlefield 1942-2 or Battlefield 1943. It looks like they went with Battlefield 2, mm-hmm. I guess, because that's the only thing I could find on it. And it's going to be modern-day stuff. Which is going to be pretty interesting to see how they pull that off, because this might actually be something I play. This might be something pretty bad.
Was that Vietnam thing Battlefield, or was that...
No, there's a ton of those, too.
Well, the one that... It was like a series that came out during the World War II thing, explosion.
Yeah.
And it's a Vietnam one.
Huh.
I thought it was Battlefield.
It might be. I don't think I played it for more than 20 minutes, and every other time I played it, it was in that Desert Combat mod, because everybody said it was way better. I don't know, but whatever the case is, this is huge. That's your homepage? How come you're always there? It's fast, though, doesn't it? The site loads pretty fast.
Yeah. I don't get 6 million cookies because of it.
Use Google. Anyway, yeah, that's going to be pretty cool. And they've got it divided up into 3 factions, though, which is what I think is really going to be always you have red and blue. Mm-hmm. You know, you got 2 sides. You know, you got the good guys and the bad guys. You don't have fucking 3. And this one's going to give you the U.S. It's going to give you, oh, I love this, China. And then it's going to give you a third one called the newly formed Middle East Coalition. You know what this sounds like is Command and Conquer Generals. Remember they had that?
Yeah,
they had like the
they're all doing this now because it's turning out that if there's a World War III,
it's going to come down to. But good God, I mean, come on.
It's going to be the Muslims, us, and China.
Let's hope the Chinese in this don't sound like the Chinese in general. Did you play that game?
No, I've seen it.
It was pretty fun. But if you listen to the guys, it was like the total mocking of the way they speak.
Yeah.
Like it was totally us doing the voice acting for it, going, oh, for China! I mean, it was so bad. It was like, oh my God, I can't believe we did this.
It sounds like you do a wolf impression.
It does. It does. It sounds exactly like that. Fresh off the fucking boat, here I am. Oh my God, is that their top story?
Yeah.
See, how do I do that? Yeah, see, Battlefield 2, what's it called? Does it say
it's
what it's
Battlefield
called?
2.
Okay. But doesn't it look way cooler?
Yeah.
I swear I didn't know. Fuck you, IGN. Oh. They're reading my mind. Damn it. That's not where I got this from, though. Damn them. See, I can't keep on top of anything. Anything I pull out of a magazine, by the time I get around to talking about it, you know, we do a show on it,
old
it's on
news.
A site. So.
Yeah, Battlefield Vietnam.
Really? Was it like a mod for it or something?
No, you buy it in the stores.
No, not a free mod. I mean, or like an expansion pack. That's an expansion pack then. Because look at it. Look at the way Battlefield is written. That's their logo. Okay. So that was an expansion pack for Battlefield.
Right? Okay.
Alright.
It's not actually 2.
We solved that mystery. Huh. Still looks pretty cool. Well, this new one though I thought sounded way better. Sounded way cooler anyway. 3 different people you could play. That's going to be nuts on the battlefield. That's going to be so cool. Because now... You gotta watch 2 sides of your ass, not just strictly in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really looking forward to that. They've already got over 30 vehicles in the game, and matches with over 100 players. How cool is that gonna be? Let's hope they all speak the same language. Otherwise, it's gonna get pretty dirty. I'd like to see, well, alright. Moving along. I did find, I don't even know where I got this, and I'm sure somebody told me about this like a long time ago and I forgot. But this was a site with flash versions of some classic games. I went there, using Firefox, so I don't know if there was pop-ups or whatever. You might want to try. See if you get bombarded. But I didn't have any problem going to the site and clicking one of the things, and instantly I was in a game. There was none of this click on 27 of our sponsors, none of this sign up for it, nothing that was stupid. No make an account before you can play, nothing. I just pulled up the site, and boom, what did I want to play? I could click it, and I was playing. And you called me, and I was playing Tetris on this website. Because it was, that's what I was doing. I was checking this out. It's www.80s.musiclyrics.com, of all weird, I don't know how the fuck that happens, /games.html. 80smusiclyrics.com/games.html. And they got Pac-Man. A little flash version of Pac-Man. I mean, talk about the fat shit to play at work. You know, it's fast, it's quick, it's even got sound. It works, you know, keyboard controls and stuff. You could, you know, it wasn't like you had a funky mouse interface or nothing.
Right?
They had Simon Says. You know, that little, remember this little Simon thing that you could
buy? Yeah, the disc.
Yeah, that lights up. They had a fucking flash version of that. They have, Space Invaders. Space Invaders, baby. I could play that forever. One of my personal favorites, Frogger. They had Frogger, dude. I'm gonna get nothing accomplished at work for weeks. Right? And the biggest problem, of course, Tetris. Tetris is gonna be just the time sink from hell, you know. They had a Moon Patrol. You remember that where you've got like this crazy vehicle and you're cruising across and there's like pits in the ground. You have like two buttons, shoot and jump. And your guy like shoots like straight up. Or maybe he shoots up to an angle, or maybe it's just, it's been years since I've, anyway, you can shoot, but it's not, like, useful all that much, like, from down the ground so much, because you jump over shit on the ground. So you, like, jump and shoot.
I think I know what you're talking about.
And you just cruise along, yeah, they made it, you know, there's an old DOS game, just like a called Off-Road. what else did we have there? Donkey Kong. Classic. Free Donkey Kong. They had, this one was neat, because this was, like, seemed like it was, like, up there. Duck Hunt.
Duck Hunt was the shit.
Yeah, and this wasn't, like, a cheesy version. This wasn't, like, ghetto fucking... Like, the rest of these are, like, 2600 games. Atari games.
Mm-hmm.
Duck Hunt was a Nintendo game, and this was all done... pretty simple. You know, you have the one background and then one animation that comes up with a dog. But they had Duck Hunt.
Yeah, but that was without the light gun, it's kind of... I don't know.
It's not as fun, but, you know... Because you can move around that mouse way faster than you can that light gun, so.
Oh, yeah.
They had the classic Pong.
Pong, baby.
Can't go wrong with Pong. They had Asteroids.
Now, that's a fun game.
I got my ass kicked at Asteroids. I suck at that game. It's like I can't handle moving the ship and shooting with rotating myself around or something. It's like too much for me.
I used to get sucked into that game.
I couldn't. It's hard to get sucked into a game and get your ass kicked. And it's expensive at 25 cents every so often, you know, when it's coming quick, too. Because you die and you're right back to playing, you know, it's pretty fast. I lost a lot of money on Asteroids. And this is one I've actually never played, Star Castle. But it wasn't something that looked like it was very impressive, though. Like, sitting down and watching Pac-Man on this scale, I would say is impressive.
Mm-hmm.
Watching... Frogger is impressive, Donkey Kong's impressive, but I would, and I would rate Pong at like a below medium impressive, but the Star Castle, I've never even heard of it, so I don't know what it is, but the picture they showed was like below impressive at all, like below Pong blowing mind, right, it didn't look that great, whatever it was, but who knows, it could be the fattest game there, I don't know what it is, but I mean, shit, free, how cool is that, and this isn't some ghetto crap where you have to go sign up at Microsoft's website or anything like that, you know, to play on their game zone
sell
thing.
Your soul.
Yeah. You know, or your game is in a little tiny window with, like, ads. Over 75% of the screen is ads, and your game in the middle in this little tiny box, you know.
Or that Oh, what's the site name? The Lifesavers.
Oh, arcade Jesus. Thing, yeah,
where the games
candy
are built.
Stand.
Yeah, where the games are built around ads.
That is horrible. You know, a buddy of mine used to play the golf one there all the time.
That's fun. The miniature
golf. It wasn't that bad, but man, we were playing Family Feud over at Uproar.com. Family Feud was the bomb over there. They had this other one called, what was that called? Something short, like something it's, you had to fly this little dude around and mark off sections of the level and hope that nothing crashed into your line before you completed the line. God damn.
Oh, it's like a jazz ball.
I have no idea what that is. It's called Flicks on my telephone.
Right, where you have a little cursor and the balls are
bouncing around.
And as the levels increase, you get more balls.
And you gotta like mark off a section so you have like 80%. Yeah.
The Windows game is called Jazz Ball.
Oh, okay. I've never even heard of it until I saw it on Uproar.com, and then I got so lucky my cell phone had it. I was like, oh shit, yeah. This is awesome. I played the hell out of it. They had Battleship on my cell phone. That phone kicked my ass so many times. I used to play it all the time. Now, for the big E3 lineup for Nintendo. I mean, this is a monster list.
There's a lot of them.
There is a ton. And I'm really happy, though, because this is a lot of cool, and some of them not so cool. Some of them I don't even know what the hell they are. But it's a lot of cool games coming out for your Nintendo. Various consoles with the Cube and the Game Boy Advance. There is a monster list here. These are supposed to be what's shown at E3. You know, so this is something to look forward to if you're heading down there. Although I highly doubt anybody listening to us is heading down to E3. And if you are,
hook us up.
Wait, please invite me. Looking for party. I don't care. Now, okay. And they broke it up by company so that it's not quite as organized as I would like the list to be for our purposes, but for theirs it worked out better and I stole it without any effort. Activision is bringing at least, looks like, 5 games to the Cube that they're pretty sure about. Like, all these are basically confirmed, but there's like less than 10 on here that are like highly unconfirmed, suspicious, rumored games. Right. So I'll mention that if it's one of the highly suspect ones. The rest of these are almost guaranteed to be there to impress and to show their shine and sparkle to everybody. Spider-Man 2 for the Cube, all these are for the Cube, from Activision. Spider-Man 2, Tony Hawk's Underground 2.
No.
I know.
Not even a totally separate thing, just right into a sequel.
Yeah, you know, directly. Boom, here you go. Oh my god, we made money again. Let's make another one. So lame. You know, the worst part is they could keep, like, releasing the same game with all the old shit in every game. You know what I mean? Like, you have to own all 7 of them or whatever. They have to have all the maps. When they very well could put all the maps in the newest version every time, and they won't do it. Mm-hmm. You know, at least that would be more incentive to those of us that like the old maps and would like to go running around Venice Beach again once in a while, you know, or the warehouse. That was cool shit, but you can't do it. X-Men Legends. Not sure what that one is. Here's another one for money-making. True Crime 2.
Ugh.
We just saw True Crime 1.
And I heard it sucked.
I didn't hear very... Everybody made a big stink about it, too. It was on the front page of all the magazines. It was all over the websites. Everybody saying, oh, this game is going to be fantastic. It came out, and it was just, like, gone the next day. Nobody wanted to talk about it, and not too many people were impressed by it, I didn't think. At least from what I heard.
Look, it got an award from Spike TV.
Oh, of course.
And IGN.
Yeah, and they gave Game of the Year to Madden 2004, too, so...
On Spike TV?
The video game awards one? Yeah. I think so. I think I saw that.
And the most anticipated game was Halo 2.
Yeah, okay. That was what I was watching then. Yeah, forget a little game called Halo, or Half-Life 2, or Doom 3.
Yeah, Doom 3.
That would have been the one I would have voted for, but I probably would have lost. Only because so many people would rather see Half-Life 2.
Or any number of other games.
Yeah, I mean,
Halo
it could have been
2.
Yeah, exactly.
Backstage, Bill Gates is handing President of Spike TV a little money.
No shit. I mean, come on. All 27 people that own Xboxes and bought Halo did not write in and vote for Halo 2, okay? Fuck. Alright. And I don't even know why they bothered. They're making this for the GameCube and Game Boy Advance, a Shrek 2. And that might be one thing if there was a new Shrek movie coming out.
There is.
Oh. Well, fuck me. Is there?
Yeah.
That movie sucked ass.
You didn't like Shrek?
Fuck no, I didn't. I didn't really care. I mean, it was okay, but it wasn't something like, I haven't watched it since and I didn't care.
I was blown away when the bird blew up. I was like, oh my god!
I think the cool part for me was the dragon in the castle. But then it was like some pansy ass fairy dragon thing, and I was like, oh, fuck this movie. I didn't really care for it. But the games weren't any good though. The games weren't.
I never played Shrek.
I didn't play them, but I mean, you look at the reviews and they're getting like one star, yeah. A barely passable, you know, by our rating system it'd be like a $4 game. it's horrible.
Well, it's a movie game. Oh, I know. So and then it's a kids games. Movie game.
That's a good point.
That's why it sucks. Mm-hmm.
And that's why it makes money. Yeah. And that's why there's a 2, I guess. That's true. But this is nothing for me to get excited about. Now, Atari is bringing out a whole shitload, like 4 fucking Game Boy Advance games here that I have never even heard of. And they're, well, okay, Dragon Ball Z Supersonic Warriors. There's a winner.
Oh yeah, because all the other Dragon Ball Z games have been just so excellent.
That's right, you know, so we need more, obviously. Now, following that token, this one sounds just like it. It's called Yu Yu Hakusho 2. Unless that's that fat one that we were talking about a while ago. I can't remember what it's called. But I don't remember the first one coming out at all. They got something else called Zoid's Legacy coming out. And another game. Now, the worst part is I've never even heard of this crap. And somebody that's listening is going, oh, fuck yeah, doggy, I can't wait. What's wrong with these idiots? They never heard of fucking Duel Masters 2 Senpai Legends? No, I don't think so anyway. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know. Game Boy Advance has got a lot of games.
A lot of them.
Way too many of your crap. We don't need any more. There's over 1,400, I think, or something. I mean, I've seen a huge list of games. So I don't know. Of course, I get my lists from the pirate websites. You know, they keep track of how many games are out there.
I think for every one we get here, there's like 6 of them in Japan.
Sure seems like it, doesn't it? Seems like they get all kinds. Because they always hold this over our head, too. You're not getting it! Alright, we'll get it to you.
Everyone and their mother and grandmother own Game Boys over there.
Yes, that's true. That's true. You have to, though. It's like, or they kick you out of the country. They send you to China. Now, Atlas. The people that we know and love because they brought us Shining Soul 1 and 2 for the Game Boy Advance and Disgaea, which is not being brought over by them, but it's being brought over by somebody else. But it was made by the same people as the La Pucelle thing. Or the other way around. La Pucelle's right. Being brought over. But anyway. They're gonna do Shining Force for the Game Boy Advance, which, do you remember this on the Sega Genesis CD?
Shining Force. Sounds familiar.
Or was this, I wonder if this is the Saturn one. There was Shining in the Darkness? The hell was that called? I really missed out because I did not have the capabilities to play these games at the time. It was like a really, really cool role-playing series on the Genesis. Then they put one on the Sega CD, and I think there was one more, which it might have been this one, might have been Shining Force. They put on, I thought the Saturn had another one. Maybe it was like Shining in the Darkness 4 or 3 or something. This one was thrown in there back on the Genesis days, but a really popular series. I actually own the first one that they put out for the Game Boy Advance. I have it fucking sealed up still. Just haven't gotten around to it yet, but it looks like such a cool game. I can't wait to play it. But, you know, how that works. Sucked into other games at the time. Shining Soul was the one I've got on the Game Boy Advance. I dig those kind of games. Let's see.
Hell yes, RPGs with sprites.
Hell yeah, doesn't that look tight? I can't wait to play that one of these days. Bandai has got a bunch of crap games coming out. For the Game Boy Advance, they've got Digimon Racing. They've got Gundam Battle Assault 3, which might be kind of cool. It's based on one of those popular anime series, you know?
Right.
And then another one, same series, SD, must be Special Defense or something. Gundam Force. Game Boy Advance games. They've got, for the Cube, they've got Digimon Rumble Arena 2, Digimon World 4, and Ribbit King.
Ribbit King?
That one sounds like a very Japanese title, doesn't it? Ribbit King. It just sounds like you play some crazy frog who lives his life in the forest and doesn't have a point. You know, like, have you seen that mosquito game over there? You fly this little mosquito around and, like, bite people?
Ah!
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. But, I'm sure, and it has some crazy name, you know? Something that, like, you hear and you're like, That's a weird Japanese video game, isn't it?
It's not Mr. Mosquito?
Oh, maybe, whoa, maybe that is it then. Maybe that sounds awfully familiar to me, so maybe that is it. Maybe I was just tripping on the name, but, wow. Where the hell did you hear about that?
That's a PS2 game here.
Did it come out over here? Yeah. Oh, maybe it wasn't called that there then.
Oh, I doubt it was. Oh, yeah.
maybe it was though.
They changed the names a lot.
Like, most of them, I think. It seems like. We never have the same. Even fucking Mega Man isn't Mega Man. They look at us like idiots. Who's that? Mega. He's Rockman, you idiots! Oh yeah, sorry. Fuck, I don't know shit. Even simple ones. Skies of Arcadia isn't called that there. Mm-hmm. It's called Arcadian Legends or something. It sounds so much cooler. Then it, what are, well, I can't, what are, Skies of Arcadia, I think it's Arcadia Legends, I think. I don't know. I don't even know why they bothered changing the name. Our good friends at Capcom, though, speaking of Rockman, they are bringing over a bunch of Mega, aren't I good at that now? I just need a different thing to say. Speaking of, Mega Man games. They've got a whole bunch of them. Mega Man Anniversary Collection for the GameCube and the Game Boy Advance. Mega Man Battle Network 4 Red Sun and Mega Man Battle Network 4 Blue Moon, all for the Game Boy Advance. I imagine this is them moving in on Pokemon's.
Yeah, I was gonna say, you got two versions of the same game.
Yeah, that's pretty weak. Good way to make money, though. And Mega Man, I don't know if they want it, Mega Man 10, probably. Mega Man 10 Command Mission for the Cube. That should be pretty interesting. I never cared for Mega Man because I didn't like the way he jumped. The way he had, like, he kind of sucked. Mm. I just didn't care for it. Never got into him because I didn't like the way he jumped. I couldn't handle it.
I liked it alright. I never got, like, I mean, some people are, like, serious Mega Man freaks.
I know. They're the guys that do the video of them beating it in 5 minutes.
Right.
You know, I don't know. I played Mega Man 3. It must have took me 10 years to beat it. I sucked at it. I don't know. Never cared for it. Killer 7, which... I'm actually not sure. Here it's listed as a Cube game, but last I heard, they canceled it for the Cube. Hmm. So, I don't know. That's the cel-shaded, freaky-looking, like, suspense killer game or something like that. It kind of reminded me of, like, a Hitman and, like a you're running away because you're getting killed kind of a weird... And it's all really cel-shaded out. Almost
like a cel-shaded...
Like Hitman or something. But it's like really cartoony though. Not just like cel-shaded to look good, like realistic, it's cel-shaded to look cartoony. Mm-hmm. Which works for some games, it doesn't work for me on that. I don't know, I didn't think it looked so
good. Well, there's some games that the cel-shading is awesome.
It's fucking great for it, yeah. Then there's Zelda. You knew that was coming, didn't you? I gotta get my jabs in every now and again. Speaking of it. Okay.
You were early.
It's because it's further down the list. Yeah. It's on there. What else did Capcom have for us? Resident Evil 4. So everybody's heard about that one. And the rumored one that they were thinking about, or somebody had dreamed up most likely, was Beautiful Joe 2. Which makes a lot of sense.
It's going to happen.
It is.
It might not be an E3, but it's going to happen. I think it's sold well.
Exactly. Now, Electronic Arts. Hold on, let me preview the list here.
Football? Basketball?
Not one original... Oh, I lied. There's one original game on here. There's one that's not a sequel. And they got the biggest list, I think. Oh no, Nintendo does. But okay, aside from Nintendo themselves. Yeah, EA has the biggest list. They have. Expect to see at E3 and hear much more about later on, SSX4. Mm-hmm. Imagine that. Everybody's favorite snowboarding game. For the Cube. Time Splitters 3 for the Cube. That should be interesting. That's actually kind of cool. Second Sight. That's the... Oh, no. Maybe there's two on here. Okay, I've never heard of Second Sight before. Catwoman. I don't know what the fuck that one's about.
Like Batman Catwoman?
Yeah, I didn't say. It just says Catwoman. I don't know. And I didn't see any pictures or anything either. Def Jam Vendetta 2. I don't know how much these rappers pay to get into video games these days, but they need to pay more for development costs. Because these games suck.
No, I hear Death Jam is good.
But did you play it, though?
No.
See, I did, and I could not stand it. I just fucking hated it. Hmm. It was another one. It was like every other crappy wrestling game I've ever played with like, worse graphics and better music. That's, like, all it was. It seemed like the same thing with... I don't know. I don't see why anybody would want to... I was more interested in backyard wrestling, okay? Than that fucking... I know. A horrible game, I'm sure. But I was more interested in that than I was Def Jam Vendetta. But I don't know. I'm sure Def Jam has its built-in crowd, though. You know? Mm. Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban.
Dang.
Yeah, for the Cube and the Game Boy Advance. The Lord of the Rings trilogy for the Cube. I mean, now remember, they just made a game for each movie.
Right.
They already did that. So now we get a fourth game.
Which is kind of like the three games smashed together?
Yeah, I guess. Lord of the Rings trilogy. You know they're going to suck everybody dry for this one. And the games that we all expect. Madden NFL 2005, NBA Live 2005, NASCAR Thunder 2005, NCAA 2005, NHL 2005, all for the Cube. All their big hitters coming out. Konami. Two games I never heard of, and a third one, which is a rumored one. Boktai 2 for the Game Boy Advance. That almost sounds like that card. What is it called? Mahjong or whatever?
Mahjong?
Whatever.
The tile game?
Whatever. I don't know. It sounds like one of those, doesn't it? Boktai? Sounds like some kind of poker game. But it's probably not. It's probably some uber fat role-playing game, and I'm here mocking it. You don't know what you're talking about. You're right, I don't. But I've got a huge list, and you don't. So, let's see. Shaman King. It's another one for the Game Boy Advance. And the rumored game that Konami is probably hiding is a new Castlevania game, which would be pretty cool. I think they did alright with that new one, the Lament of Shadows or Innocence or whatever the hell it was called. Lionhead Studios to release a game called Unity for the GameCube. Majesco has not a game, but it's called Game Boy Advance Video Software. Remember they had the little picture camera for the Game Boy Color?
Yeah.
I wonder if we're going to see a bunch of new retarded add-ons for our Game Boy Advances.
Probably.
Oh, I'm sure.
Anything to suck your money.
Exactly. Exactly. Hell, I would not be surprised.
Go ahead. I was just going to say, it's like a Game Boy Advanced iToy.
Totally is. Totally is. I would not be surprised at all if Nintendo unveiled a new version of the Game Boy.
No.
Could you just see it?
Oh, yeah.
You know?
And there's going to be 12 million people that, I gotta have it.
And you know what? I gotta have it. Okay? I have to. I've got to. Because the Game Boy Advance, you know, crappy as a lot of the games may be, do offer a lot of good games. They are out there. You just gotta find them.
Yeah.
You know? Fire Emblem, these fucking Shining Force games, or Shining Soul, whatever those. You know? Even the Advance Wars games are pretty cool.
I like the Hell Lunar. Golden Sun for what I played.
Yeah, the first one I liked, you know. And there's some damn good games on that thing. Even Mario Kart on that's pretty fun. Zelda. Let's see. What else was there? Oh, yeah. Your game. Harvest Moon.
I don't know if I call it my game.
I know. I had to just spice it up a little bit.
But it says for girls.
Does it? Oh, my God. It does.
What the hell does that mean? Because both of those versions are already out.
Are they?
Yeah.
It does say on both of them. It says Harvest Moon for the Cube is Harvest Moon: A Wonderful Life for Girls, and for the Game Boy Advance it's Harvest Moon: Friends of Mineral Town for Girls.
See, both of those without the four girls part is already out. They're both out.
Really?
Yeah.
I wonder if they're like pink cartridges or something. And a pink CD. That's fucking weird. Huh. Well, you know what, it's probably the exact same game with like a special like hair ribbon that you can earn.
Yeah.
But they charge full price for the game and everybody goes out and buys it.
Well, and the sprite is female.
Oh, yes. The originals aren't?
No, you play a guy.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I assume you play a guy at all. Yes. In the Super Nintendo one.
Oh, okay. I've never played them before. I hear they're incredibly addicting though.
Sadly, yes.
Namco to release a rumored Ridge Racer 6 for the Cube. Apparently they're working on Star Fox 2. I don't know why the fuck Nintendo would farm that out to them. Did they do all the work on the other ones?
I don't know.
I had no idea.
No, Konami?
Yeah, no, Namco. Namco.
Oh.
For some reason I thought Nintendo would keep that one close. But they didn't keep Metroid close either. Metroid wasn't done by them, it was done by somebody else.
Hmm.
Like, majority of the work. I can't even pronounce
now,
this.
Is that going to be Star Fox Adventures 2?
No,
or?
No. They learned their lesson. This is fucking Star Fox 2, baby. This is what everybody wants to play right here. I'm digging on this one.
So it's actually like Star Fox.
Yeah, like where you're flying around, you got dudes talking to you, you know. you know, yeah. While your wingmen dudes, the other
maybe
pilots.
It'll be a little bit longer than this 64 one.
Yeah, yeah.
I beat that in like 2 hours.
Yeah, I rented it too and ended up bringing it back the same day.
It. Ooh. I was like, yeah, Star Fox! Give it to me! I took it home and I sat there and all of a sudden, I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, what the hell happened?
That's weak. It was a lot of fun though, even to keep playing through.
Oh yeah.
I mean, that is just a good game. Why doesn't somebody rip off something like that though? How come they rip off crap games and make more crap games? Why didn't somebody rip off Star Fox 2 and throw something fat on it instead of the fucking rabbits and birds and ducks and animals talking, you know, and all this? Throw something mean. You know, like, and I'm just going to use this as an example. Like, Darth Vader-y meme, you know what I'm saying? I mean, we're talking about the fucking dark side here, okay? I want to see rockets and missiles and fucking mad explosions. I want to see an awesome shooting game like that, you know?
Mm.
Instead, Star Fox is a great game, but that's because of the gameplay. I don't care much for the cartoony guys, the animal people and whatnot. Baton, Botan, I have no idea. Katos, whatever. Pac-Man World 3 for the Cube. Actually, that one's not labeled on where to, so I imagine it's the Cube, though.
Yeah.
And, I guess, I don't know. I don't think the ones were that good. My sister had
one
for the Dreamcast, I think.
I'm not a huge fan of Pac-Man in general, so...
Dude, I am the Pac-Man fucking master, dog. Man, I used to have one of those little... It was like an arcade... Shaped like an arcade box, kind of, roughly, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was like this big. It was like the size of like a large thermos. Fuck, like as tall as a, like about as tall as a DVD case, and about as wide and as thick as like the edge of a DVD case, like the short edge, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was fairly large, and it was Pac-Man, like on LEDs though. And oh my god, I could play that fucking game for so long. There was no volume adjustment.
That's kind of tight.
It was awesome. There's no volume adjustment though, so I remember for hours. playing that shit for hours. I mean, I was young, because I think my parents were still together. So that means I was like 2.
Mm-hmm.
3 maybe. And I remember playing this fucking game like it was nobody's business. That was the first game I ever played then. Wow.
Well, no wonder you have such fond memories of Pac-Man.
I guess so. Huh. Wow, I just now thought of that. Because somebody asked me, what was the first game you ever played? And I couldn't tell them, because I thought it was something for the Atari 2600. I couldn't remember what.
I can't remember for the life of me what the hell my first game was.
I can't believe I just, like, pulled that out of nowhere. That's exactly what it was. That was the first game I ever played. I'll have to show you a picture of it. It's dope. It was Miss Pac-Man. A little handheld thing, but it was like not little though. It wasn't something you put in your pocket.
Right.
You need like a backpack for it. Huh. Use 4D batteries to power this bitch. Maybe it was 4Cs, but it was pretty, yeah, it might have been 4Cs, but it was big. This thing was dope. I had He-Man stickers on it. It was awesome. It was the shit. The bee's knees.
That is cool.
It was awesome. I'll have to find a picture of it. But apparently they made Donkey Kong, they made regular Pac-Man, they made a whole bunch of these, and I only had the Miss Pac-Man, which was cool with me. I played that for so long. Well, I don't know how I wasn't killed by my grandparents. We drove from wherever I lived at the time to Carmel, which was like a 5-hour drive, maybe 3 at the tiniest, right?
Wah, 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 wah.
Sitting in the back seat of their car the whole fucking time. I actually, on one game, reset the counter. The score rolled over.
Nice.
And that was the last time I played it. I was like, all right. I think I played enough Pac-Man. That was dope, though. That was really cool. And what else are they bringing out? This is supposedly a really fat game. Tales of Symphonia. Role-playing game. This is going to be something to pick up here for your cube. Definitely. This is going to be one of those things I think that we're rushing out to go buy. You and I. Alright, so keep an eye out for that. Let's skip Nintendo for now, because we got the biggest list. Square. Kingdom Hearts 2. Chain of Memories. No. I'm lying. That's a Game Boy Advance game.
Yeah, it goes, story-wise, it's in between 1 and 2.
Ah, but Kingdom Hearts 2 is still on the plate, right? Okay.
But that's a GBA game that the storyline's in between the two
I wonder how... Now, I've seen stuff for the second one, for Kingdom Hearts 2, and it looks a lot cooler than Kingdom Hearts 1 looked. It looked a lot less Disney. It looked darker.
Mm.
It didn't look all bright and happy, shiny people.
Disney.
Fucking, yeah, Disney. It looked pretty cool.
Disney's a good verb.
How are they gonna adjective.
Yeah.
How are they gonna
I said, you totally had me.
I was like, wait a minute, I know this. I know this. I know very little about English, but I know that. How are they gonna make this game? Is it gonna be more like one though, or more like two? Have you heard anything? You seem to, I mean, I never heard of it until like, you know, I said it.
I didn't hear a whole lot.
I wonder, I'm curious though, because like, I would actually have an interest in playing this if it was more darker, like it was already getting to the point where it was freaky.
Because Square loves holding things back. They love being very secretive.
It's because they can milk people for it. They want us to look for the information. They want us to obsess over their games. Like our friends at Blizzard. Ass monkeys. Alright. Fuck them then. Final Fantasy 1 and 2, we talked about that last week, we know they're remaking it for the Game Boy Advance, and a secret GameCube project is rumored to be in the works. I hate that
stuff.
From
Square?
From Square, yeah. I hate that. Because I'm going to think about it for months. Mm-hmm. What are they cooking back there, you know?
Something actually
worthwhile, I hope. It better not be something retarded like Unlimited Saga. It better be something good.
Or like Chocobo Racing Team.
Yeah, yeah. Screw that. Sega is going to bring three games to E3 that are known as Super Monkey Ball 3 for the Cube. That should be a big seller right there. Insanely addictive, a lot of fun. That's a game the whole family can enjoy right there. That's what my little, what did we decide he was, cousin?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what he needs to be playing. He doesn't need to be playing Grand Theft Auto. That's what I'm buying him for Christmas. Virtua Fighter Quest and Puyo Puyo Fever for the Game Boy Advance. Good job, Sega.
We miss you.
Now, THQ has got Polar Express, a game for the Cube and the Game Boy Advance. They're bringing, I don't know why, SpongeBob, the movie, to the Cube and the Game Boy Advance. Oh, I know why.
There's a movie?
Yep, it's apparently in the title. The movie. That's why they're bringing it, because that's incredible money right there. The Incredibles. Whatever the fuck that is. For the Cube and for the Game Boy Advance. And, what's WWE stand for?
World Wrestling Entertainment.
Okay. WWE, World Wrestling Entertainment Day of Reckoning to the GameCube.
They had to change it from WWF because they had a lawsuit.
Really?
Yeah, some jackass company, like the World something or other, I can't remember, had been using WWF for years and years, and they finally go, hey, we can make money from selling that.
Oh my god.
So they had to drop it and change it to WWE.
That's retarded.
Same thing happened to KFC.
Oh.
Something happened where they can't call it Kentucky Fried Chicken anymore.
No kidding.
When was the last time you saw
Kentucky Fried Chicken? Yeah, it's been a long time, but I've noticed that in the past and just never thought about it.
And all of a sudden, everybody dropped the Kentucky Fried, and it's just KFC now.
Weird. There must be like a Kentucky Fried Chicken manufacturer somewhere, huh?
Something.
Wow. That's messed up.
Or like the state of Kentucky said, hey!
Yeah. We need some money. Vivendi Universal, Van Helsing, a Game Boy Advance game. They're gonna bring out a Van Helsing game. That should be interesting, you know, but this is a movie game, so it's probably gonna suck and it's just for some quick cash. Give me the cash!
The movie looks kinda interesting.
Yeah, I actually can't wait to see it. There's a couple other movies I wanted to see too. Kill Bill 2. Now there was some talk on the forums about that. Apparently, Riboflavin ran out and saw it like on day one. Mm-hmm. He really liked the first one, he went out and saw the second one in the theater. He said it was a lot more, like, if I remember right, story, a lot of the more story to it, rather than just tons of just insane action and killing and stuff. Less, like, bloody and stuff, but there was still, it had its fair share. More character development, rather than just more action. I guess the first one was a lot of action and stuff. From what I caught of it, it was just nonstop, some crazy, hyped up, let's take everything that's popular and shove it into this movie in an hour and a half. You know, that's what the first one gave me the impression of, but, he seemed to really, really like the second one and was really positive about it. So I'm going to go watch the first one soon, I hope.
Yeah, I still have to watch the first one
too. Yeah, it's sitting right here. We could watch it now, but we're not going to. No, we got to go to the store.
Oh, yeah.
And then we got to go play Final Fantasy all day. So.
That's right.
Oh, and Wolf is coming over. You almost said, what's his name? That fucking guy with the big head is going to be here in about 2-3 hours. And then, let's see, we've got... Oh, this is some good shit here. Like, what the fuck? Ubisoft is bringing... I thought this was out already. Rainbow Six 3 to the GameCube.
I don't think it's in the GameCube.
Yeah, it must be the Xbox only, huh?
Well, I think... Well, I don't know if it's out for the PlayStation yet either.
Oh, you're right. Because remember we were looking at it on something last week and we were like, isn't this out already? Remember?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is. That's cool then. It'll be on every
just
system.
Multi-platforming it.
Yeah. They lost their exclusive rights to it. Fucking Xbox always loses their exclusive. Look at Splinter Cell. Makes, you know, everybody at first like, oh, it's exclusive. You gotta have an Xbox. I swear to God, like a month later, you can get Splinter Cell on the PC, on the fucking everything. It was just everywhere. Splinter Cell Pandora tomorrow.
They even lost Halo.
Yeah, well,
it took a long ass time.
Kinda. I mean, it's still, they're still making. They didn't make a good version of it on purpose. But the computer version sucks ass on purpose, I'm convinced. Microsoft set us up to go buy the PC version and watch how bad it sucks, so all your friends with Xboxes can go, but it's so fat! And then you go over and check it out and go, I gotta have an Xbox. Have you seen it on the PC?
Uh-huh.
Dude, it sucks.
Really?
It's horrible. Yet, on the Xbox, it's dope. It's weird. I know they did it on purpose. They screwed it up. And, really good news for the Cube. Prince of Persia 2. That should be fat. Yeah, that should be nice. That should be really nice. You know the movie I wanted to see? The Punisher.
That looks like it's good, too.
You know, it really does, and I've seen mixed reviews on it, though.
I still need to see Hellboy.
Oh, yeah. Me, too. I haven't seen anything. I don't even care. Screw movies. Too much games to play right now. Dude, the Punisher looked pretty cool, but I heard they changed quite a bit of the stuff from the comic.
Why did they do that?
I don't know. Where would they think it was a good idea? Hey, let's take this character that people know and love, make a movie about it and hype it as that, and then change it. You know? what a good idea, you know? There's a reason X-Men's so fat, because they didn't change it. You know?
Mm-hmm.
That stuff is pretty close. I mean, compared to, like, the Hulk, and compared to, like, fucking, even Spider-Man was stretching it with the web thing, you know? I mean, I don't know. I still want to see it, though, you know? But a lot of people said that it could just be any old movie called anything else and have nothing to do with the Punisher, and it would be just totally acceptable. You know, like, I guess it just didn't mark him as a Punisher-type movie based on the comic, anyway.
Yeah, just threw Punisher on there because the comic book thing is so big right now.
I'm pretty sure. You know, they drew the skull on his shirt and said, hey, let's make a movie about the Punisher. But I still want to see it. I've got to. And you know what? I am the only person in the world I'm convinced who likes Ben Affleck as in Daredevil.
I thought he did a fine job.
My sister just ripped me in half. But she called yesterday and I obviously talked to her for a while. She was complaining about Jersey Girl. She said she went...
I need to see that movie.
Yeah, well, she said don't bother.
Really?
She said it was pretty bad. Like, you would think at some point, like, Jay and Silent Bob would show up.
Like, no, I told you.
I'm feeling you. I followed that whole thing. But you would think at some point, maybe not even have a line in the movie, but maybe...
It's like walking by.
Exactly. Or you'd see them in an alley somewhere. Just, you know, Jay would be dancing and Bob would be leaning up against the wall. At least that you'd think, right? And there's this whole thing in a video store where something about, like, what the fuck is that chick's name? What's her name? Who's the girl in it? Liv Tyler? Is that her?
Yeah.
I fucking hate that bitch for one, but that's besides the point. She works at a video store, right?
Mm-hmm.
Apparently at some point in the movie, they're in a video store, and she has this whole scene with I keep wanting to call him Ben Affleck. Ben Affleck in the fucking video store. It has something about him running porn with a kid or something, right? And they had this whole scene in the video store. And I drilled it on it, because I'm looking for the Kevin Smith angle here. I'm trying to find where it ties into all, like, where it is his movie. And I can't find it. I'm like, was it Randall's video store? No. Why didn't they just, they're in Jersey. Okay? How hard would it have been for him to, You know, the quick stop in the video store?
Oh, yeah.
Why couldn't they have just walked past the fucking place? Or gone into the video store and seen Randall maybe stocking movies in the back, and then Maybe bought a pack of smokes and seen Dante at the fucking, you know, thing.
I agree with you wholeheartedly, but he's trying to get away from that whole universe.
But what he doesn't understand, I think, is that that's what makes him.
Yeah.
That's what makes his, it's not like, that's like his signature. You know what I'm saying? That is Kevin Smith to most people.
I agree that he shouldn't just totally drop.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Go find, explore, work on your other projects. Great. Find, test your limits, but give us what we want. Give us, you know, something that we can smile about. Mm-hmm. Something that we can look at, and maybe we're only like 10 people in the theater that knows what's going on. Why is this scene so fucking funny? When they just, you know, the rest of the theater doesn't know. They've never seen Jay and Silent Bob, or, you know, any movie with him or whatever, and there's just something that reminds us of another Kevin Smith movie. Give us that. You know?
That's why Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back was so fat. Because unless you had seen them all.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The movie was funny. You know, I watched it with someone who hadn't seen any of them, had no idea what was going on. And I laughed like 6 times more often than the person next to me did.
That's funny. Like something that's
not really all that funny, but I'm sitting there cracking up. Because
like
the monkey. Yeah. Like the monkey, because at the end of, what was it? Which one was it that they're walking off in the sunset with the monkey? But that's another story. Was that? Crap. I want to say that's Chasing Amy.
It might be. It must be. It must be.
I was laughing my ass off.
Damn, that's a weird one. Because that's the one I don't like.
You don't like Chasing Amy?
Fucking hate that movie.
I think it's on the bottom of my list of stuff.
Definitely.
But I
even
hate
it's still okay. You know, it's still it's still better than most of the crap I have to watch anyway, but it's, I don't like it. I don't watch it. I think I've seen it like twice. Yet I've seen Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back like 150 times. I've seen Dog like 200 times. Yeah, that movie's a bomb.
Hell yes.
Clerks. I can recite the fucking thing by heart, you know?
I'm not even supposed to be here today.
The best. Alright, let's wrap this up with Nintendo's fat list of games. Nintendo is bringing it to the table. All the fat games you want to play, they've got it right here. You gotta love the first one on the list. A new GameCube peripheral. Right? Okay, they're bringing more crap. Let's hope it's as cool as a power pad and a super scope.
It's another printer.
Maybe it better not be something related to the Game Boy Advance either. We've already been able to hook it up. Great. It doesn't do shit for beans for us right now. Now, this is, right away, Fire Emblem. A fat game. They have one on the Game Boy Advance. A fat game. And we're getting a nice, awesome, beautiful graphics, fat sound, I'm sure, great, same gameplay version of it for the GameCube. They're making a game called Geist. I'm not sure what that one's about. Another really popular game I know, Mario Tennis, for the Cube and the Game Boy Advance. Metroid Prime 2 is in the works for the GameCube. Pikmin 2, one of those quirky little fun Nintendo games.
I wonder if that's any good.
Apparently, you know it's gotta be.
Apparently it is.
Nintendo has this way of making these crazy fucked up games. It sounds so ridiculous, you know? And they're insanely fun. Who would, you know, tell me, like, okay, forget everything you know about Mario.
Mm-hmm.
You're this plumber who jumps on mushrooms and you eat mushrooms, and you get bigger. You eat mushrooms, and you can throw fireballs. And you gotta fight a giant spiky turtle thing with your brother. Tell me this sounds like a good idea, right? Forget everything you know about the Mario Brothers. How did they pitch this one? I don't see how it happens. But it worked out, you know? Hey, what can I say? What can I say?
And now Miyamoto is Nintendo's golden boy.
But he has some good ideas. Zelda. That's easy to pitch.
Yeah.
Fantasy World, some elf dude with a sword. Fighting evil. I like that one. That one works for me. You know? That's a believable scenario. The plumber, when he is fat,
yeah,
and when he is tall and skinny.
I want to know where the hell the plumber thing came from.
I know. You can slide down pipes. Yeah, you're not fighting in pipes most of the time.
That might be what it is, the whole pipe thing.
Yeah, oh, I'm sure that had something to do with it, because didn't they have... Oh, no, they didn't have pipes in the very first Mario Brothers, did they? It was just that platform.
No, they had pipes.
Up on the top, on the left and right, where the enemies came out?
Yeah.
I guess that was it, though. I was thinking something you could slide down, but they didn't have that, did they?
Yeah.
Did they? You could slide down pipes in Mario Brothers, not Super Mario Brothers.
Yeah. In the very first level, you have to...
You can... No.
Yeah.
No. There might be pipes on the top, and enemies come pouring out, maybe. In Mario Brothers. The ones where you're just on the static screen with the levels, and dudes come out, and you jump on them for coins. There's fucking pipes in that, and I didn't know. I've played it, like, maybe 30 times in my whole life, and most of that was in Mario 3.
Regular Mario 1, that's the one where you can jump up over onto the bricks, up into the area where you can't see, and then you end up in the warp area.
Yeah, yeah.
The warp area alone is pipes.
You hear the laughter? Mario Brothers. This is why I said this. Not Super Mario Brothers. You're thinking of Super Mario Brothers 1. With the negative world and all that shit, you jump over the bricks and the end of world 1, 2, when you come down, there's three pipes, you can go to level 2, 3, and 4 world, right?
Right.
The game before that. Mario Brothers.
Yeah.
You've never played it, have you?
I think so.
It's so retarded. There's no pipe, is there pipes in it?
I don't know. I guess not. Right. What I'm thinking of is Nintendo, right? Not thinking about Super Nintendo.
No, Nintendo. That's Super Mario World.
Right.
God damn it.
Regular Nintendo.
You know, I don't know if they made that for Nintendo or not. I have no idea. That game was old. I remember playing in the arcade. It must have been on the Nintendo. It must have been. Not Super Mario Brothers.
I didn't know there was a...
Ah, that's what I was trying to figure out. Because there was one before that. Where did you play Super Mario Bros. 3?
Briefly.
So you didn't play the multiplayer thing where you had to kick each other's ass? Because that was Super Mario Bros. 1. Like, well, not Super Mario Bros. 1. That was Mario Brothers.
Well, you didn't scroll at all. It was just a square
black screen
with a pow.
With the yeah.
Oh,
that's
okay.
Just Mario Brothers, right? Where was there a pipe in there? So how did they get? I don't think so. But where did they go? He wasn't a plumber in that. I'm sure. You know, I mean, when they thought that up.
Yeah, they must have added.
There's people laughing their asses off at us right now, going, "Listen to these two. They don't know what the fuck they're talking about."
Mario first appeared in Donkey Kong.
Yeah. He was in a million other games, too. But I'm talking about Mario Brothers. That one that you're thinking of, right? With the dudes that just come out the top, the screen doesn't move or nothing, with the pow in the middle.
Okay, and now I know what you're talking about.
Okay, were there pipes in that anywhere? And I'm thinking maybe on the top.
Maybe where the enemies came out in the two corners. Maybe.
So how did they get to the plumber thing?
Well, you know,
we should
Nintendo,
ask them.
Before Nintendo started making video games, they were a toy company.
They were a card company, weren't they?
Well, they might have done both, but they made toys. And Mario was a doll they made.
Oh, whoa, no way.
Yeah.
I only heard they made cards. I didn't know they made toys before video games.
They were a toy company.
So he had this idea the whole time. I wonder if he was a plumber the whole time.
He might have been.
Maybe he made an actress a plumber he really admired or something. Anyway, moving along.
Yeah, that's probably for the best.
Yeah. salvage what we can of the rest of the show. Because we're in the middle of the fat games and we're arguing over Mario Brothers. Alright, we've got... We've got The Legend of Zelda Four Swords Adventures for the Cube. And The Legend of Zelda Wind Waker 2. That's just the tentative title. I'm sure it's not going to be that.
Right.
It better fucking not be.
No, he's gonna screw this one up too.
Oh, I know he is, but if it's Wind Waker 2, I'm even less interested than, like, The Legend of Zelda, anything else maybe on land. Mm-hmm. Right? You know, like, I don't care what it is, just get off the fucking boat. And it is, the coolest part was when I was running around, and 90% of that I was on the water. You know, I really disliked that. Anyway, rumor. Kid Icarus. That was a pretty cool game for the Nintendo.
That sounds incredibly familiar, but I can't place it.
It was like you floated around and just shot things and floated up. I remember a lot of going upwards. No big deal. We'll see. It's probably not going to happen, though. This is one of the rumor ones that they had. Kirby.
Was it kind of like Joust?
I would say yes.
Okay.
I would say kind of in the fact that you're floating around shooting things. All right. Kirby. We know there's going to be a Kirby game at some point. That was one of the rumors, though, but we know it's coming. custom robo for the cube. I have no idea what that is. Animal Crossing 2 is one of the rumored ones, but you can almost smell that one coming.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's money in their pocket. Donkey Konga. This is the one where they've got, like, the drums you can beat on trying to rip off Sony's Maraca Shaken one with the little monkey.
Hmm.
What's that called? No, it's not theirs. It's Sega's, isn't it?
I don't even know. Samba
de Amigo or something. They have, like, it must be Sega's game. Why does that sound like it's not Sega's game, though? I can't remember who makes it, but anyway, you can buy, like, maracas. Mm. And you plug them in and... Anyway, Nintendo's making one called Donkey Konga where you beat on some drums that plug into your GameCube. Parents are going to love that one trying to sleep late at night. they've got one called Giftpia. G-I-F-T-P-I-A. Giftpia. No fucking clue.
Hmm.
A rumor. Golden Sun for the Cube. That'd be interesting.
Especially if they like update the graphics, make them...
Even if they didn't, it'd be still pretty cool.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, like, obviously you'd have to update it to a point.
Right.
But, I mean, I don't mean, like, crazy wacko 3D. Even just, like, the overhead kind of style they got now would be awesome with nice graphics. That would be cool.
Oh, yeah. All I'd want them to do is fix the resolution.
Yeah. We don't need to go fucking
just make it
the
crisp.
3D and shit. Exactly. Because have you seen it on the TV, on the GameCube player? Mm. Holy cow, it's kind of blurry. Still fun to play, though.
But it's kind of blurry...
On the damn Game Boy itself. Yeah, it is. But the graphics, they do look pretty good, though. I mean, they're pretty detailed for what
they are. Oh, yeah, for being on a...
Yeah, I was pretty impressed. Yeah, that tiny-ass little screen, yeah. You'll get used to the habit of saying what you're doing. I do that all the time. It's about this big, and nobody that's listening can know what I'm talking about, so... let's see. Mario Party 6. That's another one I totally see happening. You know, I mean, that's coming. The rumor, a new Mario game. That would be nice. I would like to see something that would do Mario justice. It's been a long time since I've had a good feel for a good Mario game. I still don't think they can beat Mario 64.
I love platformers.
You know, yeah, good ones.
Yeah.
With like a good camera.
Sly Cooper.
See, there you go.
I had a blast playing Sly Cooper.
That's some good shit. They should make, I think they probably are making the second one. We should, I'm gonna try to dig up some PS2 and Xbox E3 releases, or at least presented at. See if I can't come up with a list for next time so we can talk about them too, because maybe it's on there for the PS2. Legend of Golfer, whatever the hell that is. That's a GameCube game, one of the rumored ones though. Mario Golf Advance Tour for the Game Boy Advance. F-Zero 2, Legend of Falcon for the Game Boy Advance. They need to make another one for the Cube though, because it was a fat game.
Yes.
Donkey Kong Country 2 for the Game Boy Advance. Mario Pinball for the Game Boy Advance. That might be cool. I dig pinball games. I don't know why. Pinball games are fat. Mario Party Advance for the Advance. Pokemon Fire Red for the Game Boy Advance. And Pokemon Leaf Green for the might as well just call it the fucking Pokemon Advance already. Jesus Christ. Hamtaro 4. You seen that shit? You're like a little hamster or something?
Yeah.
I like the name, but I don't know if the game's a whole lot of fun, but I think Hamtaro's pretty cool. And let's see.
The commercial scares the crap out of me.
They have a commercial?
Oh, yeah.
What is it?
For Hamtaro 3. It's like little anime hamsters, and they all sing in, and...
Oh, my God.
Oh, no, it's terrible.
Holy shit.
It gave me nightmares the first time I saw it.
Damn. I don't know about all that. That's kind of freaky. Now, before I hold off on what I consider to be the fat... I don't know. You know what? A lot of those are really awesome. So I guess I can't knock them to the classics. But they're going to do the classic Nintendo Entertainment System series. What sucks is they're raving us. One game, from what I see here, from what I've heard, one game per Game Boy Advance cartridge. Now, do you know how fucking small Nintendo games are? You can probably pack... every single Nintendo game ever made into, like, 8 Game Boy Advance cartridges, literally. I swear to God, you really could.
At least give us a few.
You know, well, no, you probably couldn't, because we know how big they are. Remember? Because of that CD?
Yeah.
So we know you'd have to have, like, 800 megs of storage.
Right.
In Game Boy Advance cards. Okay, but the point is, they can put every single one of these on one cart. And they're not. They're going to release them one at a time, $20 a pop, I think. Not full bore.
What is that? At least you should get like 4 of them.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying right there, right? Why give us Super Mario Bros. 1? That's what they're giving us. Super Mario Bros. 1. And this is like classic Super Mario Bros. 1. you know, for $20. Donkey Kong, for $20. Excitebike. I don't know if I could handle that on a little, yeah. Sure, it's a classic, but not everything translates. I'd rather have Kung Fu than that. The Legend of Zelda. A moment of silence, please. That I will be buying. Because in my eyes, that game is fucking gold. No, there's a reason the cartridges is gold. They don't make them that way. They turn gold overnight. Alright?
On the way to the store.
That's right. I mean, it just happens. When you know your game is good. When that happens, you know, there's a reason that Zelda is that good, okay? It just happens, people. God himself came down and said, I choose you! The golden hand, alright? Ice Climber.
I don't think I've ever even heard of it.
I've heard of it, but I don't think I've ever played it. You know what? I think I did. No, that's the one where you, like, hack your way up a mountain and you can fall somehow, I believe. Like, if you don't, like, catch a... Yeah, I sucked at that game. Pac-Man. You know how many Pac-Mans there are already for the Game Boy Advance, though? I've seen so many redone, even, up and down the list. I've seen the classics and the remade that come with other games, even. You know, like a greatest hits kind of deal.
Right.
Zevius, and Bomberman, which might be kind of cool, but I believe that there's some serious enhancements to the Bomberman series that you really, I think, would have to be like the hardest of the hardcore fan to go back and buy and play the first one, I think.
Yeah.
But,
Bomberman's pretty cool, though.
You know, it is. Bomberman's pretty dope, but I mean, go back into playing the first one, I don't know, like, on a Game Boy even, but I'm really, really looking forward to Legend. I mean, there's no question. That's like a day one purchase for me right there. And I'm gonna be giddy as a little fucking schoolgirl, man, who just got a fucking Valentine from the hot guy in class. I'm gonna be giggling like hell. I can't wait. That's right. You know what's gonna happen? I'm gonna call in sick because I'm gonna be sitting there playing Game Boy all day, I'm sure.
You can play at work.
That's a good point. But then I'm gonna be interrupted by customers and shit, man. I don't know. All I can say is the cart better be gold. I might even get two, just to hold on to one, because I know that I'm going to want to look at it and see the plastic and know that there is perfection in this sealed box. I'm a whore. This is all this fucking shit. It's the dope shit, man. I'm telling you. Now, oh, you know, we already did movies, really.
Yeah, kind of in the middle there.
Yeah, that was kind of all I had to mention for movies anyway, and managed to squeeze them all in together, so that was a good thing. So I didn't watch anything else. But I am sitting on The Matrix, what's it called? Three, whatever. Matrix 3 to watch. So hopefully, by sometime next week, well, before next week's show, hopefully I should have watched that. Did you even watch it yet?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I saw the movie.
So we're waiting on... Oh, god damn, I'm the slacker here, because I know Wolf saw it, too. I'm sure he saw it.
Oh, I was there opening day.
Hate you. Damn it. I'm the slacker here.
That
huh?
was back when I was getting all free movies.
What, you had a friend at the theater?
Hell yes. The manager, no less.
Oh, nice. That's the way to go.
So, like, for Lord of the Rings 3, I had to work that night when it opened at midnight.
Yeah.
He roped off middle center seats for me.
Yes!
At the midnight showing.
Oh, my God.
I walked in from everybody had to wait in, like, an hour-long line or something. I walked in, sat down right in the primo seats during the previews.
Oh, man, that's awesome.
For freedom. Is.
Damn. That is cool. That I haven't had anything that cool, because there, you're showing off to people. That is fat. Now, I have had, because buddies of ours, you know, Wolf and I, that we grew up with, went to school with, worked at the theater there for a while. But we couldn't get away with that. In the middle of the day, the manager would come in and kick our asses.
Yes, he was the manager.
Yeah, that's that. We would go after the place closed.
Right.
You know. But that's impressive. Holy cow. All right, folks. We're out.
Bye.